The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Lord Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday. I do believe this is the 6th of August, 2018. A day that will live in infamy. Well, kind of. We've had atrocities and we've had chaos and we've had all kinds of unfortunate happenings. Steve Elkins, in God's waiting room, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy day, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been. And anybody's guess as to what the topic of conversation is going to be today?
First Amendment speech. How about that one?
First Amendment speech in the hands.
Free speech.
In the hands of those that are responsible for it. Otherwise, it may be revoked because you violated community standards. Yeah. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to discuss Mr. Alex Jones today. Now, I want to give you a take. I want to give you folks a take here on how NBC, this is all over the media. I saw this morning on One America News, a little crawler along the bottom of the screen. And I was kind of shocked. One America News is reporting that Alex Jones has been pulled. And when I say pulled, I mean pretty much eliminated here from social platforms. And the latest one being YouTube was not you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Facebook.
But Facebook, YouTube. Funny thing about YouTube, you know how you go to YouTube? Right. It kind of has its artificial intelligence seeking out other stories you may like.
Right.
Well, when you go to the Alex Jones channel or punch in Alex Jones on YouTube now, the like column or kind of similar, it's mainstream media. And that could be no further from the truth. But the latest here, he's been pulled, and now this is not, folks, these are not small potatoes. We have our chat rooms, and we're going to disinclude you because we don't like you. No, I'm talking about the people that have iPhone. And who might that company be, Steve?
It's Apple.
Bingo. Multi-million dollar company,
yep, Apple,
is now in the business of scrubbing. Now, the irony is that we're also on iTunes. The entire Republic Broadcasting Network is aired through that platform. Mm-hmm. Here's the question. How much longer is it going to take before they get around to us? Now, the only difference, well, not the only difference, but one of the striking differences between Alex Jones and myself is the presentation. And we saw this when he had opportunity to do nationally televised interviews. Rather than coming across and really wanting that audience that's watching that particular program at that particular time, it embarrassingly turned into a spittle-laden rant. Now, Steve, you work in and around hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I'm going to use an analogy here that may not be proper, but it's the only one that comes to mind. If You were told a visiting doctor was coming into the ward on a specific case or a specific problem, or just you're going to have a doctor coming into the ward, and he's going to be reviewing charts and consulting with other doctors. Mm-hmm. If he showed up looking like Bozo the Clown with oversized shoes and a red nose, what would your first take be?
Well, he's not legit. He's not going to get access.
Okay.
That's it. You're done.
Now,
out of here.
Now, take that down a step. There was a guy. There was a doctor. There was Robin Williams played the
Patch
role.
Patch Adams.
Yeah. He had a different, more holistic way of dealing. But there again, here was a guy that was full of vim and vigor, and he wore red noses, and he did clown acts. Now, did that make him less of a doctor? I don't think so. The approach was different. That's the difference between Alex Jones and myself. I want to appeal to the logical and the brain center. I don't want guttural or reactionary. Right. If I want people to hear, if I'm addressing a group of strangers or somebody that might have heard about me but doesn't really know who I am, and I'm in a public forum and I'm giving a public speech, am I going to put my red nose on and my big shoes and prattle around and tell off-color jokes and just basically, in their mind's eye, be nothing? But we understand the mainstream media. We understand how the public is constantly being programmed with disinformation. You know, one of the points that was brought out about fake news or about hate speech, what about our own government and government officials, Saddam Hussein, weapons of mass destruction? They were all in on it, and it was all a lie. Now, what about that? But that's sanctioned, you see.
Yeah.
That's not alternative. That's not alternative or extreme right or extreme anything. Mm-hmm. There, we have a problem here. Now, does the nail of the head that sticks out the furthest get hammered first? Yeah, most conveniently it does. But how much easier would it have been if the man would have taken a serious, suited-up approach to the problems that we're dealing with? And that is the dilemma. Here we have a situation. And I want to give you the take here, folks. Now, this is NBC. This is their take on the Alex Jones thing. Mike? Why won't it replay? Excuse me. Well, there it is. Let me bring it up. And this is my title on the story, their take on Alex Jones. NBC is on YouTube. Okay? Alex Jones is no longer.
I don't know exactly what happened. Sandy Hook's inconclusive.
For years, Alex Jones was the most powerful voice behind a disturbing conspiracy theory that the Sandy Hook shooting was a massive hoax.
They've got, in one shot, leaves blowing and flowers that are out, and you see the leaves blowing, and they go, they glitch. They're recycling a green screen behind them.
A theory that Leonard Posner and Veronique De La Rosa say turned their lives upside down. Their six-year-old son, Noah, was killed during the mass shooting in 2012. Ever since, they say they've been harassed, the abuse so bad they've had to move seven times. Now, they're suing Jones for defamation. His lawyers are asking the judge to dismiss the case. De La Rosa spoke to CNN about the lawsuit in April.
If there's a choice that's made over a relentless period of years to peddle falsehoods and to profit from them, then there has to be a day of reckoning.
In the lawsuit, De La Rosa and Posner say Jones's comments have caused them a severe degree of mental stress and anguish, which have disrupted their daily routine and caused a high degree of psychological pain. Jones discussed his controversial views with Megyn Kelly last year.
What do you do when they've got the kids going in circles in and out of the building with their hands up? I've watched the footage, and it looks like a drill.
Jones says he now believes Sandy Hook did happen, but argues his comments are protected by the First Amendment. Today, Spotify pulled multiple episodes of his podcast for violating its hate content policies. Jones's lawyers will be back in court for a separate defamation case related to the Parkland shooting tomorrow. Morgan Radford, NBC News.
Hey, NBC News fans, thank
you. Okay, for years, you know, I mean, this is the most egregious thing. No, this is their gotcha moment. Somebody has filed a civil lawsuit. They're claiming that their son was killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School. And they've been harassed. They've had to move seven times. And, folks, I am not their attorney. I'm not Alex Jones's attorney. I am not privileged to any other fact that you may or may not know out there in the general public. But I do know this. We have talk show hosts on this network that are adamant that Sandy Hook was real. I am in a position to say that I don't believe that it went down the way that it did. I watched the very same footage that everybody else has watched, and I've heard the very same stories. You know, I mean, what are they going to do? The next person, Steve, that writes a book about the JFK assassination saying it was a conspiracy, are they going to defund them or take them off Spotify or YouTube or iTunes or whatever the case may be? There is a problem here, folks. Now, whether you like Alex Jones or don't like him, and you people know the history between Alex Jones and myself. I was shocked when people were saying that, oh, you just don't like Alex because you're jealous of him. Steve, you've gotten to know me. Do you think that I am that damned petty that I would bring out the axe to grind because I didn't like Alex Jones because he was more popular than me?
No, I know you wouldn't.
Yeah.
By the way, I wanted to mention real quick here, the best evidence that Alex Jones could have presented was not the leaves blowing in a certain direction, and that it was kind of a recut and repost like a clip. He should have mentioned the signage that we saw that said, check in here.
Yeah.
It was a drill. It was a drill.
Yeah.
And there were a couple crisis actors we picked out of the crowd that have been to other facilities, other tragedies. There's lots of evidence to say that this was a staged drill. I spoke to somebody I'm going to have on the show on my show on Sunday, who told me he worked in the hospital setting, school setting as an administrator. And here's an interesting fact that he told me I didn't know. First of all, the school was closed. It was flat out. It was closed. It was used for a drill. That was a drill. And that they looked for work orders to show that this school was either open or closed. Mm-hmm. Guess what, John? There were no work orders. Now, I tell you what, in a school, you get things broken all the time. Things have to be fixed, and you have to put the work order in. There are work orders, tons of work
daily.
Orders. And things that have to yes.
Daily.
And guess what, people? Zero.
Well, and one of the reports I talked to Halbig, which went on a campaign. I noticed they haven't gone after Mr. Halbig. They've gone after Mr. Jones. But Mr. Halbig contends that school, as you said, wasn't even functioning and wasn't open because it was shut down due to such problems as mold contamination.
Correct.
Now, whether I am full of malarkey, ladies and gentlemen, or I am 100% correct, I don't want to lose sight of what is actually happening here. Because you just saw it with Sheila Jackson Lee. I played that clip last week. What do they call themselves? Diamonds and Ice? Diamond and Silk. Sorry about that. And it was on the shadow tactics that Facebook would do to pull your comments aside so other people don't see them. Mark Zuckerberg supposedly contacted these two ladies, and he never did. We know what Mark Zuckerberg's politics are. And it is a creation of his, all right? So he's going to do what he sees in his best interest. Now, does this have anything to do with running a public platform to share information or pictures of your little kitty or your little puppy or to, you know, whatever the case may be? It was a public forum. Now, should Alex Jones have been pulled off of that? Well, let me ask you the question, Steve, for the comments I've made over the years as a radio host. Should I be pulled?
No. You know, a difference of opinion is not hate speech. And there's a problem here because that's exactly what they're doing. They're saying because you don't agree with our stand, then it's hate speech. And I was trying to find actually what he said. And you said they accused him of using violence, shooting somebody.
That was Mr. Mueller. That was in one of the clips as well, that he made violent threats against FBI guy Mr. Mueller. Now,
well, I'm seeing other things here. Also, something about transgenders, saying negative things about transgenders, Muslims, immigrants coming into this country. You know, they've gone A to Z on this guy here, on Alex Jones, to find any reason to take him off. But the problem is they never showed any of the posts. They never showed any of the evidence to back up their claim. They just simply made the decision, we don't like what you have to say. It goes against our agenda. Therefore, we're taking you off.
And under the guise of community standards, and we're going to protect people from hate speech. Let me ask you a question, folks. In their minds, what is hate speech? Right. Now, did Mr. Jones hate the parents of that six-year-old boy? Did he have a vendetta? Did he run him through the ringer personally? Did he tell people to go to their homes and harass these people? I don't think so. But having said that, he's now stepping back from he's stepping back from his claim that Sandy Hook was a hoax. Now, folks, I don't know about you. This is tough, Steve. This is tough to do, because I'm trying desperately to be objective here, and having personal experience with a man, knowing how he is, I've known him. I put him up nationally on a radio program way back in the day. Mm-hmm. It was then carried over. GCN came into being, and voila. Alex Jones had his national platform. But the rift between Alex Jones and I is not because of personal vendettas or anything else. And I'll give you an example of this. Alex liked to sue people. Now, I have not been sued, nor have I sued anybody else in my entire life. I prefer to stay out of that that officer's courtroom, if you folks know what I'm saying. It was one that Alex Jones was going to sue Jeff Rentz, because one of his writers made a derogatory comment about Alex Jones. And that set Jones on a task. He gets very myopic, and he drills down, seeks to destroy that which irritates him. So he was moving ahead with this. I get a call from a doctor's wife in Austin and said, John, you know, this is what's going on. You know, what do you think, and can you help? I said, what do you want me to do? So I thought about this, and I thought, well, the best thing for the movement, the best thing for Jeff Rentz or Alex Jones, whether he realizes it or not, I said, let me see what I can do. I had never spoken to Jeff Rentz before in my entire life. I called Mr. Rentz, and I also called Mr. Jones. And I said, look. And I got the rant from Jones of why he was angry and all this other stuff. Now, keep in mind, folks, this was post-2007 when he tried to take this network down. And when I say I have personal experience, you put me on a polygraph, put me in front of God, put a gun to my head, my story will not change because it's the truth. But in this particular case, I stepped in, spoke to Mr. Rentz, spoke to Mr. Jones, went back to Mr. Rentz, went back. Long story short, it took me 10 days to get Alex Jones to drop the lawsuit. Now, Jeff Rentz is not rolling in money. Could he have asked the patrons to his website, to his radio program, hey, I'm getting sued by Alex Jones, can you cough up some money for a legal defense? He could have done that and put up a pretty good defense and probably won. Not the point. Well, the last conversation I ever had with Alex Jones was around that particular instance. And I had asked Alex on the phone, I said, you didn't ask the obvious question here. And he said, okay, I'll bite. What is that? Why I did it. And I thought the phone went dead. He was on his cell phone. I was on mine. I thought, oh, well, that was convenient. Yeah, he's gone. There was a good 10 seconds that went by, and he goes, okay. He said, why did you do it? I said, I didn't do it for you. I did it for the movement, of which he understood, because he went after me and sued me. And this was over the takedown of RBN, which has been well documented. But people think that I was being petty, or I was being vengeful, or I was being jealous. I was not any of those things. I'm very sorry to see what has happened to Alex Jones. More importantly, I'm sorry to see what he's done to himself, let alone the Patriot community. Let us take a break, 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back. By the way, David Knight, which I think does a show out of the studios of Alex Jones for 3 hours every morning, that has been mysteriously left standing. And I asked Mike about it. And Mike, what was your response? He doesn't talk about controversial things. Okay. Gary Franchi, everybody probably recognizes the name. Well, he was monetizing his YouTube channel. And what I noticed is when he opened up his YouTube channel, it was all about politics. He got a lot of mileage out of the Donald Trump thing. And to be honest with you, folks, he is living by some of those proceeds from the monetization of his site on YouTube. So was Alex Jones. So is this about the money? Well, a little bit later on, I'll cover a story just released today from an ex-employee of his, Kurt Nimmo. Mm-hmm. And he basically says the same thing that I've been saying about Alex for all these years. But first, we've got phone calls that are coming in here. By the way, Apple hit $1 trillion in market value just recently. $1 trillion. $1 trillion from an idea that the guy stole from a couple of college buddies.
Yep.
Don't you just love America?
Yeah.
Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Oh, hey, John. Let's think about $1 trillion for a minute. Good Lord. back when I was a kid, a millionaire was a big deal. I mean, John Paul Getty, Howard Hughes, you know, just being a millionaire was a big deal. And now we're talking trillionaires.
Yeah.
So we got some serious issues here. First and foremost, that gold standard really screwed us up. We no longer adhere to that. I mean, this is just out of control. It's completely out of control. And what they've done is they've allowed people to get as much money as they need, and then these people have agreed in some way, as such as the George Soroses and stuff, because we really can't trace his money. We can find some areas where he made some really good money, but we can't find all the areas where he made his billions.
Well,
and this guy is running around the world, you know, fomenting terrorism
I'm careful not to use their words that they have used against us, and I will caution people about that one. But no, Andy, I understand what you're saying. I understand fully. And most of the billionaires, you've seen the stories, most of the billionaires that emanate from this country are leftist. They're socialist, given a name. And how this squares with the liberal or Antifa crowds or whatever, while they're decrying capitalism and how destructive this is, and the only thing that they're really chanting is, let's divide up the booty. You know, we all have to be equal. You know, and again, straight out of Karl Marx doctrine. But, you know, this is a tough one. Just recently, I learned that Ronald Reagan, you're seeing all these super mergers coming about. We're talking companies involving billions of dollars. Well, basically, who put the kibosh to that was Ronald Reagan. Now, we have been decrying the association with government, one corporation to another, getting favor through their lobbyists, through blackmail, through whatever means necessary. And things will keep consolidating, and only the last pirate will be standing with all the booty. They're going to raid and consolidate everything. Is that in the public's interest, even as a consumer buying goods or whatever the case may be? Well, the answer to that is obviously no. We have a real problem here. The bad guys are in control of the media, and they're starting to show their face for who they really are and what they believe.
Well, hey, John, I want to throw something at Steve over there. Yeah. No, I really feel your entire show on Sunday. I mean, you were saying something big is about to happen, and that's exactly what's happening right now. Something big is about to happen.
I think it's bigger than that.
Because people getting desperate.
Yeah.
I think it's what I was talking about. It was something bigger beyond this. I didn't see this. You know, they've been trying to scrub here and there along for the last couple of years. But what I'm talking about big is much bigger than that. I'm thinking something really big here is going to happen, plus the economy. I don't know. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I think something is big on the horizon. We're going to be shaken up here in a couple of months. Something's going to happen big.
All right. We have midterm elections coming up. Yeah. Kevin in West Virginia. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Mr. John. Hey, Mr. Elkins.
Hey.
Mr. Elkins, I think you're right. Something big is about to happen. And what I think it is, Brian Stelter came out. He reminds me of Pennywise the Clown, by the way, too. But he, on Friday, supposedly was death threatened, and it sounded really fake to me. But CNN and all these people are priming the pump for the I think you guys call it the corporate combine media or something. You know,
something
I call
to
it
that
fake
effect.
News, but
yeah,
I think they're going to false flag themselves. They're going to turn out to make themselves to be the victim out of all of this. And it is a shame that's what's going on with Alex. I don't know about what you were talking about with RBN and Alex way before my time and way before I got awoke or waking up a little bit. But I do see all of and it's...
Hang on one second, Kevin. Hang on. I've got to take this bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. 800-313-9443. I'll get the rest of your comments after the break, Kevin. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody's coming out of the box now. Even Heineken is posting on its bottles, open borders for the New World Order.
I'm gonna finish my last of my 12-pack, and I would not be buying any more Heineken any longer.
Well, you know, they always did that, had that Mac Daddy Big Red Star as their logo. Kevin in West Virginia, you wanted to finish up with?
I was talking about how I think the media is going to be false flagged on themselves. I also think with this thing with Apple, Tim Cook is a crook. This is crazy. Talk about censorship. Now you're going to let the Chinese censor American speech? Absolutely crazy.
It is. And by the way, let me remind folks, and many of you right now are listening on a platform or an app, TuneIn, through what? iPhone, which by extension is owned by whom, Steve?
Apple.
There you go.
There you go.
Take a bite of this.
I was going to say China.
No. Well, Kevin, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Hey, John, let me bring up something real quick here. What we're seeing right now, the scrubbing and the elimination of free speech because it doesn't agree with their speech. This reminds me kind of going back to Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, where they decided what books would remain and which they would destroy. And then, you know, kind of going along with George Orwell's 1984. This is, I'm not going to say these are interesting times. These are bizarre times. I would have never in my life thought that we would be in the situation to just because somebody on the other side who has the authority, the power, would say, I don't like what you have to say, therefore I classify it as hate speech and take action against you. It's amazing because on our network here, we talk about a lot of things. There's not one host on this network who crosses over to the side of violence, discrimination. We talk about the issues. We talk about right. We talk about wrong. Sometimes it's black and white. It's just right there in your face. This is wrong. This shouldn't happen. We try to look for solutions sometimes to the problems. But this crybaby, me generation, this is amazing how much power they have and control to decide just because I don't like what you have to say, mm-hmm. therefore I'm going to take down your posts.
They have no regard. No. It's never occurred to them, Steve, that the reason why and many of these very same sites will tolerate them.
Right.
They don't violate any community standards. It's mm-hmm. just people out there that's rubbing things kind of the wrong way. Yeah.
Well, they mentioned dehumanizing language that Alex Jones used. What is it? Show me the evidence. Nothing. They won't show it.
Well,
But they had, look back a month or two ago, we had that ugly redhead comedian, Kathy Griffin, using the C word describing Donald Trump's wife, which is dehumanizing word to use against a female, but that's okay.
Where's the feminist group on this one?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
David in San Francisco. David?
Yeah, how are you? You know, I think I've mentioned to you, John, that, I come from a family of one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. So I have a lot of vested interest in making sure that things go right. And we were always trained to understand that the British, the aristocrats, the monarchists, had a never-ending battle to ruin the very concept of democracy. And so they've basically paid for saboteurs. They've tricked us in financial scams, things like the Federal Reserve. And their projects go on for decades and centuries even. Mm-hmm. So the idea that tricking us into accepting, for example, the mass media takeover of 10 or 15 years ago, where Clear Channel ended up owning 2,000 radio stations, and Clear Channel is basically bankrupt.
Right.
But they still dominate American economics because they still dominate the local communications method of a small town.
Which, by the way, David, one of their first moves was to eliminate local talent from the lineup on those very same radio stations.
Right, yeah. And so then you end up with somebody. If I remember right, Republic had Alex Jones, over a decade ago, and, he was basically, I don't remember the inside of it, but, he hasn't been on Republic for a long time.
He was never on Republic.
Oh, he never was? Okay.
No, he was on.
I wasn't sure if he was on, around the year 2001.
No.
Because I've been calling his show off and on for, I remember calling his show a week after 9/11, and, discussing the scams of it. But he's a kind of an interesting case because he was believable in the beginning, but after a point, when he started huckstering various products, it was plain that his backers were motivating him rather than his authentic beliefs. And that's where it gets into the liability of whether it's the networks or Spotify or any of these people that, whether or not Alex Jones personally wants to believe that the school kids in, in Connecticut?
Sandy Hook.
Yeah, right. Whether he wants to believe that personally, but when he has people going out taking photographs of where they live and people, start sending death threats, to the families of Sandy Hook, that gets to be a whole different danger, which creates the insurance problems on Spotify and, the hacking probably magnifies by 10,000-fold. It just it becomes a liability issue, which is interesting because it's a market forces issue of safety and security as well as free speech. Mm. So it's in some ways he walked himself into it by allying with people that were offering him too much money to turn down.
That's look. Alex has never been shy about making money. That was one of the main reasons his complaint. It was about curbing the free speech aspect of this. YouTube has warned him before. And I guess, I don't know, you didn't see me creating a YouTube channel for RBN. And people didn't quite understand, John, why don't you take advantage of these social medias? Because I knew one day they would go away. We would still be viable. We would still be here. We'd be still doing our programming every day. But kind of like the Trojan horse. You know, we're going to hide in plain sight and we're going to give you a gift. The gift, our gift, is the truth. But I didn't mean to imply that we're hiding the truth. It's just that I did not want this network to be the nail. We've been doing this for a very long time. I've been doing this for a very long time. I did not use situations like when Mr. Kennedy was on this network and the letters he sent to all 50 governors of all the 50 states. And the governors were in sheer panic. They thought it was going to be, they were going to storm the Bastille and they were going to drag them out of office. I had the very same guy on the air, and I asked him what he was up to. He would not identify, and he would not speak about specifics. I even had a visit from the FBI because of this. But it was the issue of, here was a man that was doing a show on this network. I did my best to try to get him to talk about his motivations and reasoning, and specifically what was in that letter. To this day, it has never been publicly released by any agency of the U.S. government, any news agency, of what that letter actually contained that went to those governors. And basically, here's the crux of it, David. It was, we recognize you're part of the de facto, we're seeking the de jure, the constitutional government. That's what was at issue here, and there was many examples in that letter of that. That's why this little particular manifesto was not released to the public. You can go up there and find a Unabomber manifesto still to this day all over the internet. But you won't find that letter. Richard Villanueva that worked for CNN at the time that was covering that story asked me for a copy of the letter. I said, I don't have one. Well, why not? And he started to dress me down. And I said, well, you're the reporter. Why don't you have one? Well, I couldn't get one. The reason they couldn't get one, and the FBI ordered all the governor's staff, do not, under any circumstance, release any of this information. And that included the governors themselves, all 50 of them. So you want to talk about coercion. Man. But, David, it is what it is. Alex has made statements, and he's given the impression that I'm this, and I'll never back down, I'll never detract. Well, he's retracted his stance on Sandy Hook. And it appears to people that once you do something like that, that you're protecting something, namely your own arse.
Yep. Yeah. Well, he's. It's a real shame. I think the last time I talked to him, he was giving a speech down in Florida, and he was not on his normal channel. I was just calling a local station down there, and he happened to be in the studio, and we had a good discussion about the Kennedy assassination and. He was looking for data on prisoners of war, the MIAs, Vietnam, you know, the left behind right. MIAs. Right. And so I gave him a couple of tips on a local attorney down there to ask some questions. But, yeah, he used to have good sensibilities, but, you start to wonder whether he drank
David,
much of the money.
David, I'll give you the far-out extreme take on all of this, that this was actually an orchestrated event in a series of orchestrated events in order to curtail and smash the alternative media using Alex Jones as the tool in which to do it with his cooperation. Now, how do you like that conspiracy theory?
Well, it's kind of hard to imagine. You know, I've been keeping track of the, as you know, Clear Channel changed its name to iHeart, and then iHeart, they carried over the bankruptcy when Clear Channel was still Clear Channel. They were $20 billion in bankruptcy debt.
Still are.
And then, yeah, and so now they're, if I understand right, they used to have 1,200 stations and manage another 800, so that brought it up to 2,000. But the latest news reports I see, they only own 850 stations, which is plenty. I mean, it's an amazing thing. But, you know, in terms of the alternative media, the reason why the original FCC mandate was that you could only own three stations nationwide was they didn't want anybody cornering the economics of any part of the country.
Yeah,
and now yeah. A single company can own eight stations in one city.
Hence my comment about backing off on the mergers, Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was the first president to back that off in favor of the corporations that wanted to get in there and strengthen and do business. That's antitrust that you're speaking about here.
And
the same thing should go for speech as it does for widgets or whatever else.
For the listeners that aren't familiar with, just say like you're in a modest-sized city, say like, you know, Springfield, Missouri. If you've got a radio station down there and, you know, a laundromat, a local gas station, a grocery store, not a big chain, you know, just...
You're talking about business holdings in general. Okay, go on.
Sure, and they want to advertise on there. If they've got only a Clear Channel to go to, that money instantly gets sucked to Clear Channel's headquarters. There's not even a guarantee that there's a local sales representative in a town. You know, Springfield's not a small town, but it's not a huge one. And, but they may not even have a local sales rep if they own five stations in Springfield instead of their full eight. They probably fired four of the news staffs in order to centralize.
David, I'll make this easy for you. And here again, it is dangerous whether it was – now here you want another conspiracy theory? How about this? That people – how do you control the opposition? You lead it. How do you control something? You buy it. How do you control something to run it into the ground? Well, that could also be said about the decisions that Clear Channel has made. The mistake that Clear Channel made was to continue to operate. They were operating, their overhead was just absolutely astounding. Any economic faltering hurts their profits. They didn't make adjustment for this. There were still the big paydays and the bonuses and the this and the overhead and all the outlay of money that I would consider not to be essential to running a radio network. Just ask me about running a radio network. I know the pratfalls and the pitfalls, and I know the expense, and I know the time that it takes to maintain it. They made absolutely no adjustment. That's how I knew that when, as you said, they changed their name to iHeart, they were dragging that bankruptcy right with them. And I knew that they were not going to survive that. It's just a matter of time before they go out of business, or who is it going to be sold to next? Maybe some front company for China? Who knows? Who knows?
Sure. When you were talking about the alternative media.
David, I do have other callers waiting, go ahead.
We just need a real media, and if Clear Channel collapses, then there's going to be an opportunity to have 850 different individuals buy some stations around. That's the same as the alternative media.
Well, I'll tell you, if I would have had Alex Jones's millions, I know one damn thing right now that if I were Alex Jones and I would have taken that money and done that LMA exercise that I talked about, he'd still be talking to millions of people on a real radio station in the most populated, densest populated areas of this country.
Sure.
I know how a dollar is made. I know its worth. I know what it can do, and I know what it can't do. But I do know one thing, that if you're dedicated to one thing, and that's getting the truth out and saving your country, you don't make stupid-ass mistakes like I've seen this guy make repeatedly. At any rate, I thank you.
Yeah, he's opening up a bunch of time slots right now. Hey, break a leg.
All right. Yep. break a leg. Do I have a leg to stand on? I was just thinking about this today. We don't have Ron McDonald on the Monday program with us. And what was the one question he always asked, Steve?
Funding. Well, he always mentioned
funding for the network.
Funding.
The network.
Commerce or funding.
Well, and we're flat out of money. Here it is, the 8th day of August, and I don't have penny one in the bank accounts. Now, this has been an ongoing struggle, just trying to get through this 10-year depression that we have been in, folks. But we're still here. I've not deviated from the course. I've not been scared off. They can't threaten me. There's nothing they can do. You know, if there's going to be any violence, they're just going to have to shoot me. Well, wait a minute. Steve, no comment? We'll be back.
I've got comments.
Okay.
Do you know there's an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let's go to Vaughn in Ohio. Hello, Vaughn. You there, Vaughn?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hi, John. First-time caller.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just wondering,
They are trying to take our First Amendment rights away, and I was a former Tea Party leader, and I was wondering, is that Tea Party movement still effective? Don't hear much about it.
Well, if you've been listening to this network or my comments about the Tea Party and what it morphed into, it was taken over by the status quo.
Right.
This was the whole thing with the Alaska governor, Sarah Palin, coming in. Sarah Palin, if even being a woman, I wouldn't have had her as a spokeswoman for the Tea Party. Because quite frankly, there was a naivete there. And just in many cases, downright ignorance. Her big thing was she was the mayor of Wasilla up in Alaska, and then she got to be governor, and then what? You know, she wasn't the shining final example here that I would have picked to be a spokesperson for the Tea Party. And I don't know if Ron Paul had it in mind, but he was the originator of the Tea Party.
Right.
So.
Right. That's why I was really into it, because of Ron Paul and Rand Paul.
Yeah. So,
well, I'm looking at the website right now. It's still pretty much up and going. There's a lot of new stuff on here. Teaparty.org. So check that out. But they seem to be still pretty active. And I agree that Ron Paul was the initiator, the starter of this.
I mean, we had ceremony down here at Lady Bird Lake, of all places in Austin, Texas, down Congress Avenue, where we had the guys in the rowboats throwing the supposed tea overboard. And I made a comment, they were playing When Johnny Comes Marching Home, and I said, don't they know they're in Texas? But, no, that's what happened, Vaughn. It was hijacked. That was a political force that if you cannot defeat it, you cannot defeat their ideas, or you cannot drown their message out, you take the leadership of it, and then you run it into the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, these Turk burglars are they're just so uninformed. It's just frustrating.
Well, and, you know, I've said this before. I'm going down to San Antonio in a nice hotel, a river walk, and we're going to be doing the USS Liberty thing. But my spiel for an hour is going to be on media. And what I'm going to play for that crowd and what I'm going to urge them to do is take the video that I played that is what, Mike, all of 16 minutes long on the issue of money, and that's the national debt scam. I'm going to encourage people, put this in your email trees. Spread this around. It'll be taken off of the public platforms. It'll be taken off the Twitters or the Facebook or whatever. Why are we so dependent on something that we know is so wrought with problems? And that's putting it mildly.
You should take that 16-minute clip of that Federal Reserve you had on about a week ago.
It's still there.
Amazing. That was amazing.
It is amazing, and it covered more aspect of what the dollar, that privately owned currency, has really caused. I mean, that's something that's why I said that Rush Limbaugh should, you know, Rush Limbaugh is getting 30-year congratulations from Donald Trump, the President of the United States. Sean Hannity, he could do this on his radio program, take 16 valuable minutes of his FaceTime on his television program or his radio program and pay that, just pay it forward. Give this to the people and let them listen.
That was.
At any rate, Vaughn, first time call. I appreciate it. Don't be a stranger.
I won't. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You have a great evening.
All right, you too. You know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but I'm telling you, I was always amazed the amount of money that went into certain organizations and how little they really put out. Folks, I was serious about building a truth radio network and putting it out nationally. It still could happen, but we need a backing of a couple of lousy $1 million, of which I've seen Alex Jones run through and then through and then through and then through and through.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.